This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Truckers lose AB5 lawsuit. House Ag tackles China concerns, and EV-friendly tailpipe standards are expected. Truckers lose AB5 lawsuit. California judges shot down an attempt by the trucking industry to block California's contentious AB5 independent contractor law. The judge has denied a request for injunction by the plaintiffs, the California Trucking Association, and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. The organizations were disappointed and suggested an appeal is in the works. They had argued that AB5 was preempted by federal authority and would lead to a patchwork of laws as the federal government considers separate regulations. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who had intervened in the lawsuit, cheered the news. He vowed, quote, to continue to defend this important law, stand up for the rights of workers, and receive the benefits and protections to which they are legally entitled. Now, on that note, the state has also maintained its authority through a dozen lawsuits challenging the Water Board's Bay Delta plan. Conservative group sees private property concerns in targeting China. The House Ag Committee is putting a focus today on China and the threat that critics say it poses to U.S. agriculture. Now, the witnesses will include South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, leaders of the House Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party, Josh Gackel, the president of the American Soybean Association, and Kip Thom. He's the former ambassador to the U.N. agencies for food and agriculture. The Conservative National Taxpayers Union is using the hearing to warn against further efforts to restrict sales of land to foreign buyers. The greatest danger China poses to American agriculture is that the country will stop buying U.S. farm exports, NTU says in a submission to the committee. NTU notes that China is the number one market for U.S. farmers. Private property rights are the backbone of the U.S. economy, NTU continues. As opposed to countries like communist China, if you own a farm in Montana, that's your farm, not our farm. If you own a feedlot in Nebraska, that's your feedlot, not our feedlot. Subject to legitimate, clearly specified exceptions, what you do on your private property, including if you decide to sell it and who you want to sell it to, should be up to you. EPA union seeks to complete contract negotiations. EPA union members want agency management to finish negotiating a new contract. One critical issue remains, according to AFGE Council 238, which with 9,500 employees is the largest union at EPA. That issue is whether the collective bargaining agreement will automatically expire when its term ends. In virtually all federal contracts, including the contracts the agency has with its other unions, the CBA remains in effect while the new negotiations take place, the council said in a letter to EPA Deputy Administrator Janet McCabe. Over 2 years, the two parties have successfully navigated through many difficult roadblocks, and our efforts have resulted in agreement on 39 articles, the union said. However, the agency is insisting that the AFGE agree to contract that can simply be ended by one party, a stance that is reminiscent of the previous administration, the union wrote Tom McCabe. EPA did not respond to a request for comment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New tailpipe standards are due out today. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected today to release new tailpipe emission standards that the ethanol industry and corn growers have been trying to derail. EPA estimated the proposed standards would require two-thirds of new light-duty vehicles to be electric by the 2032 model year. Toyota, which has been less focused on the EVs than some other car makers, organized corn growers and its dealerships to urge President Biden to pull back on the standards. Mark Johnson is vice president of the North American Affairs of Toyota Motor North America. He spoke at Commodity Classic this year and said, "This is not a war on carbon. It's a war on the gas tank." In a statement, the Environmental Defense Fund, though, defending the EPA plan, saying, quote, "EPA's clear car standards will secure vital benefits, including substantial reductions in climate and health harming pollution and significant consumer savings." Finally, here's today's He Said It. Over the last few decades, the failed trickle-down economic policies of the past have hit rural America especially hard. They've hollowed out communities, essentially telling farmers that the only path forward is to get big or get out. That's President Joe Biden in his National Ag Day proclamation on Tuesday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Daly.